Father, my God, I thank you so much for this afternoon. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are so grateful, Father. Thank you so much for your mercies, Lord God. The privilege to know you more and more. Lord, even though we are yet to know you as we ought to, but we are grateful for the ability to know, and we thirst and hunger for more. Lord, just thank you for grace. Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you for love. Thank you for bringing us to this cocoon in which you are honest us for such a time as this. My Father, as I go into what I humble myself, strip myself of every confidence I might yet have, my own knowledge, ability to pray, to teach. I put all of my confidence afresh in your mercy, in the grace of Lord Jesus, in the help of the Holy Spirit, to use the knowledge of these years, preparation and everything which is very inadequate, Lord God, to minister effectively as an oracle of God, to bring out of the treasure of your both things new and old, as the scribe instructed, unto the kingdom. As the word goes forth, let it, Lord, cause our wills to become more humble, and minds to further enlightened by the revelation knowledge of Christ's life, and our emotions further controlled by the power of the fruit of the Spirit. As we go into your word, Lord, able to redeem time, not say things that are unnecessary in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I also pray, Lord, cause us to bring us to a new experience, a new knowledge of God, transposing us into a new dispensation, a new walk, a new journey, Lord, and a new realm of favor with God. That, Lord God, you will mold us, you will make us and will use us for your glory in this end time. Before we go to the word's message, we come to give back all the glory, all the praise, all the honor for all you will do in our midst. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So it's for this reason I'm going to be sharing today from, I've titled my message, The Remnant That Escape. Please don't let sleep. The Remnant That Escape. The Remnant That Escape. I thank God for Pastor Kunle's message. He said quite a lot of things that encouraged me. You know, and I will be seen as the message goes on. Praise the Lord. You see, like I said, you know, that when you begin to read these weekly remnants, something will happen to you like Paul. He said, woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel. You're not going to sit down. Not necessarily by preaching outwardly in terms of public ministry. But you see, you're going to live that life out. After Paul said that, you know the next thing he said? He said that, when you recognize that it's not by gra-gra. He said, I keep my body under. So that after I preach to others, I'm not a castaway. So, what are we saying? Let's open our Bible to 2 Kings chapter 19 and read from verse 30. 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30. We are going to read two verses and we're going to move along, trusting God to help us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet what? Again, take root downward and bear fruit upward. One more time, we're going to read it. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall what? Yet again, take root downward and bear fruit upward. That means the initial root they took was not enough. There's room to take more root downward. Next verse. So concern this now says, for out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that what? Escape. Say escape. Out of Mount Zion, The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. What is he talking about? You see, let me give a background of the story. The Bible says there is no scripture that has private interpretation. This was a situation where Ezekiah, I think, was facing, and Zennacherib was bragging, I will destroy you, another story and all that. And the thing was so bad, it looked so impossible for them to win. So Ezekiah now took the letter of Zennacherib when he was abusing them, said, you are going to eat the dung of your... I'm not going to read the story. So in verse 3, Ezekiah said something. He said, wow, God. He said, this is the day of trouble. He said, it's the day of rebuke and blasphemy. That speaks of the time we are living in. He said, just take this letter and show it to Isaiah. Maybe the Lord will hear what Zennacherib has said. How does that apply to us? The Bible says in Joel, it says, the Lord, that Lord should hearken to his people. He said, let the people say, the heathen say, where is our God? That was the situation at this time. So this prophetic word came, which applies to that time, but I'm bringing it to present day context of what Pastor and Mommy have been sharing with us in recent times. So there are three things I want us to notice. Say remnant, escape, and take roots downward. One more time. Remnant, escape, take roots downward. That is what the zeal of a lot of us shall perform. So what are we saying? What does remnant mean? simply means leftover. What remains out of the majority is always little. So God is saying here that the remnant shall take root downward. The remnant, not just the remnant that what? Escape. So prophetically speaking, I'll try to stick with my notes so I don't waste time. It speaks of the first fruits of the perfect church that is about to emerge with the glory of God from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia in the land where the rivers divide, that have not bowed their knees to Baal. I'll say it again. Pastor has taught about just for those that are hearing this message for the first time. See, it prophetically speaks of the first fruits of the perfect church that is about to emerge with the glory of God from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia in a land where the rivers divide, that have not bowed their knees to Baal. Speaks of this nation, Nigeria. Isaiah 18, you know, says in verse 3, you know, NIV, says in the land where the rivers divide. So you see, it's not because we are special, just because God has zoned it to this region. Just like he zoned the birth of Christ to Israel, the Reformation to Germany. There's nothing you can do about it. It's not time for us to be to brag about and being say we have Abraham as our father. No! It should make us recognize the responsibility that is upon us to birth the Christ. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 10. We see, Pastor quotes all the time. Zephaniah 3, 10. Are we there? Say, from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my despise, shall what? Bring mine offering. Next verse. In that day, which is this day, shall thou not be what? Ashamed of all thy doings when thou hast transgressed against me, for then I will what? Take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in their pride. I want to go there. And thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. Judgment is going to begin in the house of God. It's going to take them away. Next verse. I will also live in the midst of thee an afflicted people and poor people in spirit, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. Character. Next verse. Now listen to this. The remnant of Israel from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, I put that in that same context, shall not do what? Iniquity. In this day of abounding iniquity. Nor speak lies, neither shall a deceived tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. The remnant of Israel from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia shall not do iniquity. Remember last minute the pastor was preaching about God, after you have suffered a while, you first of all establish, you know, and he quoted from Psalm 119:133. So what are my steps in your word that I let no iniquity have dominion over me? They're all linked together. So as a remnant, a company. You see, it's not because anybody's why God, I believe, wants to share this message is to encourage us. God did not say this one will be part of remnant or down or part of two things as I just mentioned ahead that makes you part of remnant is first of all to follow those that God has put over you. As it applies to us in this house, and I begin to practice what they have taught. So I've said that up front. So you don't think, okay, maybe I'm not part of the remnant. No, God wants everybody to be part of the remnant. There's no respect of person that Pastor Kule was preaching. If you do the right thing, it will reward you. Are you following me? So that is the remnant. You know, the next thing I want us to look at is escape. Say escape. Escape. What does it mean to escape? It's to get free or to free oneself or to avoid capture. Or being taken captive. Bible used the word ensnared. That is the danger of his end time. We need to be aware of it. So say escape. So the remnants must what? Escape. So because if they don't escape, they can't fulfill the third stage of being rooted or taking root downward. I follow me. So what are they going to escape from? Say temptations. Say temptations. You see, don't be afraid of temptations. That's why I said God wants us to escape. So there is always a way of escape. Temptations are two levels. Say personal temptation and a temptation that has come to try them that dwell upon the earth. Bible sufficient to today is the evil thereof. Personal temptation, I put there 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Please follow me. Now God was talking about the genie of wisdom, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. What says, there are no temptation. Talk to your neighbor. There are no temptation. Not your neighbor. There are no temptation taking you, my neighbor, sitting next to me, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you or allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make what? A way to what? Escape, that you may be able to bear it. You see, this is not escape when you run away in defeat. You can't interpret. He's talking about the way of escape, that you overcome that temptation. Escaping in victory. Thank you, sir. He told Joshua, he said, escape to the mountains. In Joshua, the book of Joshua. That you're able to bear. So what am I saying? It's to encourage us. Whatever you are going through, as we see later on, how we escape. There is a way out of that situation. Either it's a character default, a character problem, financial difficulty at the home, whatever. There's a way of escape. This is what God has said. God won't allow you. For the fact that the thing has come, it means that God knows that has put so much in you, in this cocoon, to overcome it. So go back and take what you've been taught and use it. You see, when Jesus Christ was born, wise men came from the east, and they gave him three things: gold, silver, and frankincense. That is what he depended on till the age 30. Something has been done to us. Wise men in this house are given unto us: the blood, the word, and the spirit. We have been using that thing now. And right now, we've passed. I'm trying to see, not to say we are Jordan or we are past Jordan. Or we are past Jordan. Are you following me? For those that have been using the blood, word, and spirit, gold, silver, gold, and frankincense, same thing. So go back, use those things to take your way of escape. Are you following me? That is what makes us more than a conqueror. Let's conquer. The second thing is that the second temptation that has come to try all them, both Christian and unbeliever, to dwell upon the earth. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. You see, the first one is individual. Challenges you face, you know, you stumble today, you get angry tomorrow, you know, all those things, financial difficulties, whatever they are. It's personal. And that bigger level of temptation is coming upon the earth. So you have two temptations. The first one, personal, what is coming. So there is a two-pronged attack by Satan. The Bible calls him the tempter, the prince of the power of the air. Revelation 3:10, what does it say? Because, talking in Philadelphia church, thou hast what? Kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. Say all the world. To try them that dwell upon the earth. Unless you are not living on the earth. Where John was writing, when Lord Jesus Christ told him to write, he said, that shall come. But now it has come. It's not going to come. But before it came, he said, because you have kept my word of patience, and you have not denied my name, my character, I found him. He said, I also will keep you. So if you don't keep yourself, or keep that word of patience, what you've been feeding on a cocoon, it will be for the master to keep you. He's saying that if you do this, I will do this. So don't worry about what is going on in the world. But keep this word. So if you have not been keeping it, let's keep it more diligently. Let's take heed to these things that have been given unto us. So what are these temptations? Luke chapter 21, verse 25. I'm just recording what Pastor has said in recent times. Thank God for Pastor. Thank God for morning. Saying there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. Say distress of nations. That is one. With what? Perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for what? Fear. Because they don't perfect the love of God. For looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For what? The powers of heaven shall be shaken. I'm just reading it to bring to remembrance what we've been taught. So I'm going to rush through it. Next verse, please. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory in the midst of that situation. Next verse. Help me, Holy Spirit, redeem time. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Say, look up. Look up and lift up your heads, your soul, for your redemption dread now. The redemption of the soul and the redemption of the body. Romans says that to witness the redemption of our body. Next verse. So that's what you're looking for, not have the signs that are coming to pass. And he spake unto them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. Talking about Israel, 1948. Pastor shared last time. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own self that summer is now near at hand. Next verse. So likewise, ye, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Next verse. Verily I say unto you, this generation, that witnesses the burning of the fig tree in 1948, when Israel became a nation, the time clock for the end time church, and for also for the purposes of God, that witnesses that generation. The generation is 100 years. We're going to see later on, as Pastor taught us in the book of Genesis, shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. So all those things you read about that Lord Jesus Christ did, that people are here to do, they will be fulfilled. Amen. I have no doubt. Everything. People are going to walk on water. People are going to raise the dead after 4 days. That's why I said, he works. He said, very, very, I say unto you, the works that I do, you shall do, and greater. You see, God is raising up an army of people that believe God, that are ready to die for the word of God. You see, you're not doubting. Maybe he didn't mean it. God doesn't say what he doesn't mean, my friend. Would you rather keep his mouth short? Reverentially, I mean. God wants to see what does he mean. You know, he has to tickle us and make us excited. God doesn't preach all this highfalutin. At the end of it, can't. Anyway, all on the right. Very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall do. Back to the book of Luke, please, for time. Heaven and earth shall pass. Next verse. Heaven and earth shall pass, but my words shall not pass. And take it now, listen. And take it to yourselves. Say, not your neighbors. Some people are sleeping. Take it to yourself. Lest at any time, your heart be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unawares. Trap. So they don't escape. He was talking to Christians, though. Wasn't talking to unbelievers, though. Next verse. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell upon the face of all earth, both Christian that is not watching and praying, and all the unbelievers. They already come. Watch ye therefore and pray always, shout always, that ye may be what? Accounted worthy to escape all these things that have come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Having done all to stand therefore. So we can see there that God wants us to escape from the temptations that are coming against us personally, and the ones that are coming upon all that dwell upon the face of the earth. So the last thing I put there is to take root downward from that scripture that I read in 2 Kings. Say, take root downwards. Let me just read it out. They take root downward in love till they are rooted and grounded in love and are consequently filled with the fullness of God bodily. You see, when we say take root, we've taken root when we got born again. But we need that root to go deeper. Are you following me? As I said, they will take root again. So who are those that take root downward? It's those that God wants to take root downward in love. Say in love. Till we are rooted and grounded in love and are consequently filled with the fullness of God. Like Pastor Kuni was briefly telling us this morning, I was really blessed. It's because if you are not rooted and grounded in love, you can't be filled with the fullness of God. That is the criteria. God is not going to fill you with his fullness when you are still battling with anger. Let us call fire down on fellow brethren. God said, this one is not ready. So what God is looking at, is looking at your root. How deep has it gone? Say, oh God, I've gone, last week I've gone, okay, send one. I won't say the author, just guys, the one, the perfecter. But you see, that perfecting aspect, they are brethren that he sends to you. The perfecter of our faith. And one, sent to perfect some people. I've been sent to perfect me. Every family has one. Every home has one. The husband is to his husband. Husband is to his wife. Wife is to his husband. Mercy, Lord. Pastor Andrew. Mercy, Lord. We just saw. Mercy, Lord. So, what are we saying? I can't stop with this. Having permanent access to the power of the Spirit that measure through the physical body like Lord Jesus Christ while he was on earth. Ephesians 3:16. Let's just go through it. It's permanent access. You see, there is no way, like Pastor said, that this physical body can contain it. It's not possible. When I preach like this and I finish and I go home, it's as if I have fought with about 10 people. My wife said, I don't understand. You are fought with no, you don't watch wrestling. I said, what man or man is pastor and mommy? And they will preach, they will go back and pray, they will go to another place, you know, we take them at night to go and minister, they will come back again, they will cancel people. And I said, if you know what ministry work is, you're not going to rush into it, though. Especially if you are not under the right company, you just die. Two ministry. He just passed away. You know, the guy finished ministering and he said he was tired and like a vapor, he's gone. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. So what are we saying? Ephesians 3:16. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Next verse. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that he be rooted and grounded in love. Next verse. May be able to take comprehend with all saints, what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height? Next verse. Of what? And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that may be filled with all the fullness of God. That is the roadmap to being filled with the fullness of God. The assignment, like Pastor said about a week ago, is that to be rooted and grounded in love. So when those temptations come, those trials come, take advantage of it. Don't run away from them. Don't leave the cocoon. Stay there. And you as a stepping stone, like Pastor Larry always pray, as a stepping stone to greater heights in love or to return kind of love. So in summary, let me just rush through it. I said this room, my life, Pastor Church, help me, Holy Spirit. Say Christ dwelling or active operation in our hearts by faith. That speaks about spirit, soul, and body. No one start operating love, spirit, life in Christ Jesus. And then say become the ladies next stage. Not become rooted and grounded in love. Where God is made, I'm sharing for the remnant that escape this temptation. When they escape, they root themselves in love. When they escape, they delay. Are you following me? So you can link those scriptures. Then have the love of God developed as you are rooted and grounded. You have a love of God developed in knowledge and in all comprehension to all saints, so that you love all saints even when they have more knowledge. When you have more knowledge than them, that love of Christ that passes on understanding. Philippians 1, I can't remember the exact verse. It says that love will make your love to abound in present complete knowledge, not judgment, nothing. That you may approve of things that are excellent and be sincere without offense. Say offense. Offense toward God and men in this day of Christ. You see, offense is a terrible thing in this day. And the antidote to overcoming offense, I love that law. We know that scripture. Is to be rooted and grounded in love. Are you following me? Because if you stay and you don't continue to be rooted, something will come that will trip you. Nothing will come to trip us in Jesus' name. You know why? Because we are not yet there. But the good thing about this, God has put us under those that are rooted and grounded in love. So that 2,000 cubits of being rooted is there. Like I said, look at this book frame as I mentioned earlier on. Hey. Anyway. So, what are we saying? It says that then that. So, what are we saying? You see, you need to, when you now begin to rooted and grounded in love, you now begin to comprehend with other saints, the Catholic, you know, deeper life, whatever, those that don't speak in tongues, those that believe in dressing like this, whatever. You're not going to go to that church, you know, and put on your earrings. No. You're going to offend them. And that's literally walking in pride. That's what Paul said. After some time, Paul said, if meat will make my brother offend, I won't eat it for the rest of my life. So I won't even touch it. So that knowledge that you have of Christ must be based in love. So that knowledge must be used in love. Always. 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 Can you imagine Lord Jesus Christ? He had so much revelation knowledge. Christ was singing. He humbled himself. He became a man. Left all that glory behind so we could relate to him. So if you don't walk in love, brethren will not be able to relate to you. You just be offending them because of your so-called revelation. I say it's gnosis that perfect up, not epignosis. The ultimate of epignosis is to perfect the love of God, and that love passes all understanding. So you can wake up because so you go to Kogi State, one village there, and you strip yourself like you did of everything you have. Take your certificate and everything, come back and go back there like Pastor did. Who wants to leave Imperial College and come and be sitting on kegs? Who wants to do that? Who wants to do that here? You children, you finish your degree or whatever, you finish AA star, you go to university, you finish, then go and tell your parents, God has called me to go and serve. Say, okay, go to Wara Robot. You say, no, Father, it is this one. It is the love of God that takes you to the cross. We must get there. Now, not everybody will go to the village. Don't be afraid. People are good at me. No, not everybody will go to the village. What I'm saying is, whatever he has called us to do or to walk in love, there is sufficient grace. And it is what he tells you to do that he will reward you for. So if he says go to Abba or wherever, and you carry your load and go to London, God has called me to minister to. You just lost your reward. You left it behind in Nigeria. Somebody else will not pick it in Jesus' name. Okay, let's keep talking. Let's keep talking. So, as we take our place, how does that happen? As we do this by taking our place through prayer and love of God, praying in the Spirit, the grace of God is ministered to us. It's sequentially multiplied to us. You see, as we begin to do that, God does not release that grace upon you. In verse of his fullness, I feel his grace for grace. No, it's not going to be like 2 plus 5 is equal to 7. No, with 2 times 5 is equal to 10. So God ministers his grace to us sequentially. He multiplies it, you know, as he did the same until ultimately we have access into the same power of God, the Spirit that measure that Lord Jesus Christ had. That's a good thing. I said, grace and peace be what? Multiplied to you. That's why Paul said, or not Paul, I think it was Peter, said, grow in grace. And that's the second Peter chapter 4, the 3 last verse. He said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Son of God. So growth in Christ is measured by the growth in grace of God upon, God's grace upon you. And also knowledge. Knowledge is important. So are you following me? So what are we saying? So when you look at what I've just read, being filled with the fullness of God bodily. Nobody can contain God, physically speaking. So pastor has broken it down for us, having access. Like on my phone, I have access. Once I log in, and I can go to the internet and get any information I want to. Just so simple. Depending on the kind of phone you are using. Why are you laughing? You see, that's why I said, you'll be given the blood, the word, and the spirit. That is your phone, no? Don't use something else, or don't put the blood on the car. I'm trying to make it very simple, but it's a very serious message. With that blood, word, and spirit under covering, you have access. Under covering, you know, the board, and you have access, direct access. Something happens at the workplace, pew, it just comes. Ah, they will look at you. Fullness of Godhead bodily. And everything you need at every point in time, God will give it to you. Then become a marvel. Come a wonder to your generation. Like mommy said, lighthouses have been raised up. Like the former minister of Agra, Pastor Kunle, was sharing about, is a lighthouse that beginning to come to him. Tanofefun. Who? Yes. Tanofefun. Who is the? I don't hate any white person, but they looked at everybody like they were going to choose David. And they said, these are all the people that have done this minister of Gringo before. There must be somebody in the field. They went to go and call him. From beyond reverse of Egypt. Thank you, sir. So are you following me? Follow my thought pattern, please. And so when you look at it in natural, it is impossible, naturally speaking. Just like it was impossible for a virgin to conceive and give birth. It's impossible. Fullness of God bodily in one body, like the master had. But as a tempted in every way like as we are, yet without sin. And that's our destiny. But you know, the same challenge was what Mary faced when she was going to give birth to a child. He said, Lord, I don't know. I'm not knowing any man. He said, don't worry. He said, with God, nothing shall be called impossible. And it's that same place we are now in the purpose of God is the end time. It looks absolutely, if you look at yourself, if I look at myself, it looks absolutely impossible. But God is saying that with me, nothing shall be called impossible. So he swore. Because he knows that you and I will not believe it. Say, God put it in Hebrews chapter 6. He said, God willing to extend sure unto the heirs of Zion the immutability of his promise, you know, confirmed by an oath, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. And I have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set for that refuge is that place of this cocoon we are talking about. That place of refuge. Don't run to somewhere else. So he said, by two miracles, he said, we have a fled for, you know, to lay hold upon the hold that is set for us. So God swore. So he did the same thing for what I'm talking about. It's the same thing. I went to check it twice, only twice in the Bible did God talk about the zeal of the Lord of hosts. In 1930, what is the second verse that we read? About the remnant taking root downward. He says something, put it there in the verse, what is it again? Lord, have mercy on my soul. In verse 31, 1 Kings, he says that, and the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward. You know the consequence of taking root downward is to be filled with the presence of God and bear fruit upward. You see, when you take root downward, how are people going to know? By the fruit you bear upward. So you take root downward in the wrong place. We're going to know by your fruit you bear. At two levels, your character and a fruit of good treasure. So you can know by the fruit you shall know them. But we are about to take root downward. And God said to him, says, the zeal, next verse, 31, I believe it is. That one says, for out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion. The word says that the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. The second time, or maybe it's the first time, that God will talk about his book of Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The same thing. Are we there? Please hurry up, guys. I don't have time. Now to hasten the time. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the what? The government. And it shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called, say, Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. For the Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be what? No end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to do what? Order it and to establish it with what? Judgment and with justice. For henceforth, even for evermore. What will do this again? The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. So you and I be rooted and guarded in love as still under covering. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. You can rest in that. He's faithful. Why we look not at the things that are seen, our infirmities, but the things that are yet to be seen. His character being formed in us. The fullness of Christ. Don't look at those problems. Don't deny it. But face the fact that this body is dead because of sin. Like Abraham's body was dead. Judging faith, we say, he staggered not at the promise of God. We stagger not at the promise, we feel witness of God. But we are strong in faith, giving glory to God. And we judge in faith that what David has promised is able to do because his zeal. When God said, my zeal will perform it, forget it. Take it to the bank. You just cooperate with him. So why is this message very important? One, we understand by the books from the recent prophetic messages that have come that we are now in the time and the season of the manifestation of the spirit without measure. Very important. I thank God once again for Pastor. I must thank God for the sons of Issachar. They have an understanding of the times and what Israel to do. He says, you know, look on Abraham, Sarah. It's not religious. Rock on Wednesday, we are him. I told my wife, I said, oh yeah, I want to see your Bible study. You know why? Because as we are going to the promised land, listen to me. As I go to the promised land, Moses could not go alone. Are you following me? So if you are going somewhere that is going to delay you, I'm not saying my wife is delaying me, but make sure your wife, your children are following you. When Miriam sinned, he delayed them for 7 days. When Israel sinned, he delayed them for 40 years. So before that 40 years could end, Moses, Joshua, and Caleb, listen to this, Moses, Joshua, and Caleb was about to enter the promised land, but they provoked Moses. In those 40 years, which they misbehaved, and he could not enter. So you had better make sure. Like the Bible talks about Abraham. He said, I know Abraham. That he will command. We said, he has seen the time. So can you imagine what can happen when we delay? Let's just move on. So, they have declared. She said, don't let's get into that. But thank God, she's an obedient child. She sends it to me. And I reply, say, only well done. Yes, well done. Kill and soy, okay. Babu, kill and soy. I don't want to leave. Let's leave it. But I says, 40 years, the Bible says, they were in the wilderness. When Moses provoked God and he sinned, Moses said, anger rests the bosom of fools. In natural, I say, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. If you don't deal with that problem in 40 years, Moses, you're not going anywhere. You had 40 years to deal with anger. From the moment you killed the Egyptian, the moment you broke the tablets, now Moses, 40 years is enough. I don't have another 30 years to waste. So understand the times and the seasons we're living in. God says, after 2 days, he will revive us. In this third day, he shall raise us up. God said, the first and second day, tell that fox, I cast out devils and do cures. But the third day shall be perfected. Oh, I'm just talking from my head. First, Joshua chapter 1. Pastor Kule was reading. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. God called Joshua. And that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but shall be there day and night. You know, to observe, to do, blah, 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 blah. And to make your way prosperous. Not, riches is part of it. But you don't think carnally now. See what happened. Next verse. 9. I have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. With us ever thou goest. Next verse. Then Joshua, after God spoke to Joshua, understand the times. You are going to this promised land. So don't mess around. I don't have another 40 years. I have just 3 days. It says that then Joshua commanded the people and officers. I was saying, like we are doing today. Next verse. Pass through the house. And command. Abraham will command his children. Pass through the house. And command the people. Saying, prepare ye victuals. For within 3 days. After 2 days, it will revive us. In this third day, we shall live in the sight. Command the people. Victuals. Don't think naturally about food. The blood, the water, and the spirit. 7 pillars of. He said, prepare your victuals. For within 3 days, say within 3 days, he cannot pass. That was God. Thank you, sir. This one cannot pass 3 days. Miriam has taken 7 days. Moses has taken 30. You know, God told them Genesis, put it on the board. He told Abraham, he said, in 400 years shall your people be in this strange land, and I will bring them out. Follow me. But in Exodus chapter, what is it? Exodus 12, 14. Let me just keep moving. I believe God is leading me. So, and in the same Exodus that God spoke to Moses, says, now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwell in Egypt was 430 years. Doesn't God know what he's doing? The mistake came when anger moved Moses to kill that person. It must have been 390 years. Just 10 years to wait in patience and kill that person. They discover, I know the story. I had to run away and stay 40 years in the wilderness in the house of Jethro. Living a kind of life. Having got married, has children. Only God spoke to me, I get up, Etosheto, go back to go and fulfill the prophecy. But then they had lost 30 years. No problem, I'm a manager, I'm already. So Moses, keep working on yourself. Moses is you and I. Keep working on yourself. So see yourself as Moses. So they came back and they began again. He did this thing, he broke the stones. God said, okay, this time around, I'm not going to cut this stone. You go there, go back, cut it, go back, I'll write it. He did the same thing again. He kept on like that, until they were looking at the promise like Kadesh Barnea, and they were about to enter. And the Bible says in Psalm Numbers 28-13, don't let's turn up because of time. And it says, shall we bring out water for you, rebels? And God said, Otto, this way, if you go with this thing to the promised land, you are going to kill everybody. Who says that your sin does not affect those under you? Go and ask from David. You better be careful how you walk with God because of your children. He lost 4 sons. Don't be afraid. We are under covering. But don't misbehave. 2 separate things. Are you following me? Psalm 106 verse 32. You know, says that someone says, what does he say? Please put it there. Just move. Psalm 106 verse 32. What does he say? They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went in for with Moses for their sakes. But God did not excuse him. Three were supposed to enter: Moses, Joshua, Caleb, and the younger generation. But at this point, they tripped the man of God, or they tripped you and I. They will not trip us in Jesus' name. And they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They provoked the spirit. What does the next verse say? Okay, that's what I want to get at. So, but what are we saying? What have I said? Take advantage of what has been given to you. Now we make mistakes and covering covers. You wake up in the morning, you don't pray. It's okay. At times I don't get to pray. When I say okay, not okay not to pray, but because nothing has happened, don't get to. Please don't make. I think you follow my thought pattern. No? It's not okay not to pray. What I'm trying to say is that when you are a child, you know, God will protect you. And like he told the disciples, don't understand what I'm trying to say. He said, we could not cast out this devil. And he told them, he said, this kind cannot go except by fasting and praying. That means at that time they were not fasting. What does he mean? He said, you couldn't do it because it's that's covering. But covering is not to indulge in laziness and spiritual slothfulness. For to take advantage so that you fall seven times into cocoon, you get up. You fall seven times into the cocoon, you get up. Or else, we will come out of the cocoon in Jesus' name. So, the Bible says, so what happened to Moses? It's so unfortunate. You know, and Holy Spirit, I mentioned that. Let me just summarize. So, that is what do we do in this cocoon now? Pastor said it's Romans 8:19-25. I'm not going to read because of time. We increase in the frequency and fervency of our prayers. When we begin to see things that are happening in the world, I read around the book of Luke, we begin to increase in say frequency and fervency of our prayers. We are to do what in this season? We are to bring forth the Christ in our souls and in our bodies. That is the assignment that God has given to us in this day. Help me. I hope I've not skipped any point. Okay, we're still on course. So, how do we do that? I read this girl, Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 3. Follow me. We have to bring forth the Christ. I don't want to take time to explain. Talking about the passion of perfection and fullness of Christ. Micah 5, 2. But thou Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little. Say remnant. God's always dealing with remnants. Among the thousands of Judah, yet out of this shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from the lesson. Oh, that's Lord Jesus Christ. Next verse also applies to you because you are his body. Therefore, let's read. Therefore, will he give them up unto what? The time that she which what traveleth had brought forth, then the remnant of the brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. When that season of travel, this present situation is going to continue and it's going to increase until the man child comes forth. Because if God should reduce the pressure, those muscles will not look, they will contract. When a woman is giving birth, they ask you dilate, is it 10 centimeters? 10 centimeters. Talking about the fullness of the commandment, the church has dilated. The head has come forth. Understand though. First the natural, then the spiritual. Like Pastor said, woman has broken water. I'll be whichever way. The breaker company. What the measure? 10. Everybody's ready. They are waiting. You know, Baba continue Ricky. Have you ever? The husband man, Lord has been going. Holy Spirit, no, it's going to be fine. He said, it's going to be fine. Jesus Christ is going. No, he himself has intensified his praying. I said, I'd rather never leave it to make intercession for saints. So he's intensified his groaning. What are you doing if you have not intensified your groaning? Yeah, don't still born in the kingdom. Oh. Yeah. Are you following me? So what happened? You're looking like me. He says, I'll bring forth a ruler. That ruler must come from Bethlehem. Revelation chapter 12. Talking about the man child. He says that I saw a wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with sun with a moon under her feet. Just moved verse 3 because of time. What did he say in verse 3? It says that, it says, and they appeared under wonder in heaven. And behold, the great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 tongues, blah, blah, blah. Leave the dragon alone. He's afraid. Next verse. Verse 4. It says that, and the tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them through, and this one stood before the one which was ready to devour her child as soon as it was born. Next verse. But thank God he did not. Oh, to fail. And she what? Say, let's go. And she what? Brought forth a man child who was ruled like that rod that came out of Bethlehem. All the nations with the rod of iron. And a child was caught up unto God, unto the throne of God. That is our destiny. That's our destiny. So we cannot afford, like I said earlier on, another 40 years. Pastor has given us this timeline, plus or minus. You know, nobody knows the day or the hour. I follow him. So we don't know the day or the hour, but we know the time and the season. Thank God for the sons of Issachar. We have an idea. This around this, we are in the season, we are in the time. I follow him. When we have entered another season now, in this year, time speaks about years. We have entered the dry season. So we don't know when this particular, we know the time and the season. So what are we saying? Help me. So when that time is, so like I said, that's point number one. When that time is season. The next point I would say, it is those that are not being rooted and guarded in love, or under the covering of those that are being rooted and guarded in love, and shall fall away because of their abounding iniquity. Sad. We have to tell the truth. But again, as we are telling the truth, thank God for the importance of the cocoon we are dwelling under. That's, you remember that. You know, when Israel was seen, you say, if not for Abraham, your father. So always have that. So when you are praying, it's not religion. Remember, covering. That whatever you put forth can never be enough. But that thing comes, like Paul said, you know, in book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5. Somewhere I got my spirit. So God has ordained it like that. There's nothing you can do but take advantage of it. So those that don't, are not rooted and guarded in love, or not being rooted, because we are not fully rooted yet, under those that are rooted and guarded in love, shall fall away. Matthew 24:12. It says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That is the what iniquity intends to do. So I say many will, by Pastor said in his week grammar, say many will first fall away from the faith temporarily and then be restored later, but with a loss of reward, like Pastor Kunle was preaching. But the worst one are those that fall away permanently and go back to a life of sin and be eternally damned in hell. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 7. I'm going to turn there, check it later. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 8 says, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But let's say it together. But we are not of those that draw back unto perdition, unto them that believe to the saving of a soul. Luke chapter 8, verse 13. Ah, God, I'm trusting God for time. Luke chapter 8, verse 13. What does it say? Ah, oh, God, you Lord. The parable of Issachar. The master was talking. He says, and on they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root. Need no root. Which for a while believe, and time of temptation. No, I'm talking about temptation, they fall away. That will not be a portion of Jesus. Other times, on the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. He said that before that day come, there shall be a falling away. But that's not a portion in Jesus' name. The third thing as I begin to round up is that the remnant that escape these things, these temptations, will arise with the fullness of God, and it shall dispel the present gross darkness as covering the people on the earth. Isaiah 60 verses 1 to 3. Arise, shine, for light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Now, and there's something else they are going to do. They are going to lose those that are appointed unto death. Very important. When Pastor was going, he said something. We were just talking. He said, I pray for King Gyumyeon every day. I said, every day. I'm still struggling to pray my spiritual victory every day. Yeah, now said something. He said that because if you don't pray for that madman, something will happen. And I said, Otomani. So, Isaiah, Psalm 102, verse 19. Pastor has quoted this one. See, God will look down from heaven and will do what? And hear the groaning of those. Look, for he had looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did Lord behold the earth. Next verse. To hear the groaning of a prisoner, to loose those that are appointed unto death. Psalm 79, verse, what is that? Verse 11 says, then amplified. You see, if God does not step into the situation through the intercession of his saints, backed by his zeal, Satan does not mind to destroy this entire planet, all because of you and I. Your planet, that's his plan. All the tension you see, North Korea, America, in Middle East, even our nation Nigeria, the other are talking about monkey pox. You better start praying before they get elephant pox. Yeah, so pestilences in diverse places. These are the things that God is not causing though. But once it's okay, I can use it. So as people can pray. Do you have time to read? Let the going of this and the sign of prisoner come before you according to the grace of your power and spare those that are appointed unto death. World War, like Pastor said, he said 50 million or so people died. 20 from Russia, 20 million. We can't afford it though. 50 million of those that forfeited things that were written concerning them in this book. All because maybe at that time the church was sleeping. Recognize the responsibility that God has put on. The next scripture I would like to do, the next fourth point is this. They will bring peace and stability to the present shaking of the nations, that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached and demonstrated with power and glory to all ethnos. This gospel of kingdoms are preached to the ends of the earth. Then the end shall come. So I would like to, let me just skip some things. Like just put in summary. We talk about the ability of the mind of Christ. God is going to give the pharaohs of this world the answer of peace. Say, in this place will I give peace. That's where you and I come in with the mantle of Joseph. That's what we should be getting ready now. Like we said, Joseph was in prison, he was in that cocoon. But they're going to send for Joseph one day. And because we have heard that so and so, then Joseph will give him the answer of peace. Not just for himself to be exalted, like Pastor Kuni was preaching, but for to save posterity. There are many in the body of Christ that have been appointed to death. Many in the world too, being fed by this nonsense that has been preached. But Joseph is going to, they are going to come. You can imagine if people, they've opened the treasures now, those big men, it's available for everybody. If people were to take two per day, in 2 years, they can't finish it. 800 or something, big men. That's the treasure house that God is opening to Joseph. Aren't you following me? Meet in the house. Bible says that in the book of Zechariah says, there shall be a famine of the world. There's a famine of the world. Amos. 800 or something, 63 or so, weekly remnants. I'm not talking about the ones that were not printed before then, no. I'm not talking about the other ones they did even in the IVCU, all those. I'm not talking about 2001 to date, and it's still coming out. So if you know that those that are hungry, that can feel the famine, tell them to go to the website. Praise the Lord. So the last thing, how are we going to do this thing? Lord, help me. We are going to do it by diligent, frequent and fervent practice of using the word, the blood, the word, and the spirit to watch and pray always to escape the temptation that has come to try all them that dwell upon the earth, till we all become rooted and grounded in love, thereby hastening the manifestation of the glory of God. How are we going to do it? Say diligently, frequently, and fervently, using the blood, word, and spirit to be rooted and grounded in love. As you do that, we inherit the fullness of Godhead bodily. Or, you know, as the pastor preached last message, we hasten the glory of God. I follow him. That's why we go to get to this thing. On 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 in Amplified. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. By means of this he has bestowed on us his precious and exceeding great promises, so that through them you might escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness and corruption that's in the world because of covetousness, lust and greed, and become sharers and partakers of the world, the divine nature. These are scriptures we are familiar with. How do we watch and pray? In summary, you watch by enjoying and seeing that is visible. Pastor has taught us many times, just endure, having a consciousness of the reality of the presence of the Godhead before you and at your side. Then you also pray with thanksgiving, with your thoughts, your words, and in tongues. Pastor Kuni shared this, I also mentioned it for repetition. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. In Amplified, like you read. Colossians 4, verse 2. What does it say? Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. Say, be earnest. Be earnest and unwearied and steadfast in your prayer life. Being both alert, say alert, and intense in your praying with thanksgiving. Summary. With thanksgiving. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. What does it say? Say they continued with what? One accord. This all. Let's say together. I'm going to stop now. Just give me 3 minutes. We all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with women and Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, and with the brethren. That is the key. The upper room is now the cocoon that we're supposed to be in. And we continue. Don't stop. Let me put it in a very simple way so we can understand what God showed me recently. Pastor has taught him before, said, tight your time. Say, tight your time. Tight your time. So how do you do it? That day I woke up and I was going to pray and I was disturbed about stumbling over silly temptations and all that. And God spoke to me. A scripture our mommy has shared and pastor has shared for marriage a long time ago. Says that a fool soul, says a fool soul, loatheth and only come. Proverbs 27 verse 7. Says, but to the bitter let me just read it. Proverbs 27, let's go. The fool soul, loatheth and only come. But to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. And it took me to the example of the children in life. When they are visiting day and their parents bring all kinds of food, they eat and 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 eat. Wake up. I'm talking about you guys. Till they can eat no more. They now see them walking around like this. Someone carrying Coke and Mr. Biggs, whatever, KFC. What is yo? Then they now eat. The ass master begging them, come and eat your food. Come. They can't eat again. What is yo? They waste the food that night. So God to me said, what happened? Why couldn't they eat when they got to the prep? I'm not saying don't waste your food though, please. Your parents paid for it. I don't understand the point. He said, because they have been full. So he told me, he said, if you wake up early in the morning and tight your time, like Pastor Kung was quoting, he said, be filled with the Spirit of God. Speak it yourself in Psalms and hymns. When you fill yourself, you pray, you do this, you have a commandment to do 2.5 hours. And you go out. When bitter things are offered to you, you won't take it. Do you get the principle? A full soul, Lord's an honeycomb. But yeah, full of the Holy Ghost. But to the everything is sweet. If you leave the house in the morning, have you all eaten, naturally speaking. And they offer you ekpa, you will eat it. And they offer you guguru, you will eat it. And this one that is not cooked, you will eat it. The spell of Akara, before you even come out, you are spending the man selling bonds, by the way. But understand, you are laughing. But it's a principle. But at home, when you wake up early, and you begin to load spiritually. Say, load spiritually. Let's be clear. Load spiritually. Not physically. And you eat and eat and eat and eat. Then you also pack your lunch bag. Once every 6 hours, at every opportunity, at every temptation, you just take out of love of God, wham, and then you eat again. Come and tell me, women, men, who is that woman that will lure you into sin? No. You see, the Bible says, if you do these things, you shall never fall. This is where diligence comes, you know. Many of us wake up in the morning, just take a bite of love. Or think minimum, you can say, there will come a moment that will not, you will walk, but you will take some bitter things that day, bitter experiences. Who put on the all armor? Who told you it's the minimum alone? It's good for starters. When you're weak, it is good. Mercy covering will provide. But when you're okay, Lord, spiritually. Lord, spiritually. Touch your neighbor and say, Lord, spiritually. Every morning, to make sure that your soul is full of the Holy Ghost. When you go out that day, any bitter thing that life may offer, experiences, temptation, you will resist it. That's the key. Let's stand up to our feet and pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's thank God. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. Begin to talk to God. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Thank you for covering. Thank you for pastor. Thank you for mommy. They shall see the travail of our souls in this day. They shall be satisfied. Please talk to God. Talk to God as you pray. Talk to Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we are now a people prepared. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are now a people prepared. Made holy and clean by the God of the land. Watching and praying for Jesus' return. Respond, Lord, as we've been taught. Put one hand on our hearts as we dedicate ourselves to the use of the blood, our word, and the spirit. Those things that the wise men have given us, you can use it to perfect love of God. Let's one hand up. Say, Father, we confess our sins, and so we're clean with the blood from all unrighteousness, of a lack of diligence in prayer and spiritual thoughtfulness. Say, in Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word that has come to me today, reminding me of the urgency of the times and the seasons that we are living in, and what I as a person ought to do. I come to receive fresh mercy and fresh grace to diligently, frequently, and fervently use the blood, the word, and the spirit to watch and pray always, being rooted and grounded in love, that they may ultimately, under covering of those that have perfected your love, be filled also with all the fullness of God bodily, having permanent access to the power of the Spirit without measure, even in my physical body, like the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray on. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you so much. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We give all the praise to the Lord. We thank you for honoring him. Thank you for our covering. We not take it for granted. We are grateful. Blessed be your name, our God. In Jesus' name.